is that Kurdish fighters continue to resist the ISIL attacks in Kobani amid growing calls for action to save the Syrian city. Well, let's move on with the story. Let me bring that up to par here with myself. Renewed heavy fighting is underway between Kurdish fighters and the ISIL Tekfiri terrorists, which is occurring north of the flashpoint city of Kobani. That's in northern Syria. Now, the clashes with automatic gunfire and mortar fire are reportedly taking place in an area that's less than 1 kilometer from the joint Syria-Turkey border. By taking control of the area, the ISIL Tekfiri militants can cut Kobani's access to the Turkish border. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led international coalition has carried out two fresh airstrikes against militant positions in and around the city. Kurdish fighters are maintaining a firm resistance against the ISIL in Kobani. A UK-based Syrian opposition group has reported heavy militant losses in overnight fighting. Let's see if Kevin Barrett can make sense out of all this. He's the editor of Veterans Today, who joins us from Madison. Kevin Barrett, welcome. Tell us what's going on. So Turkey, the U.S. comes out and says Turkey has agreed to have its Interlink base used against the ISIL, and also to have its soil used for the U.S. to train some of this moderate opposition terrorists. But then it comes out later and says, no, we have not authorized that. It just sounds like this whole U.S.-led coalition, along with Turkey, is kind of confused, or at least they're portraying their confusion to the rest of the world as to what's going on with them and the ISIL.
Yes, I think everybody's confused, and I'm not sure if I can make sense of it. I wish I could. The whole strategy here is questionable. You really have to ask yourself, what are the real goals in the U.S. and in Turkey? The ISIL problem was created by the U.S. and its regional allies, including Turkey. Reliable reports have ISIL being armed, trained, and funded. They use CIA bases in Jordan, apparently, to create this group. The so-called moderate Syrian rebels have really been a smokescreen from day one for pouring these arms, weapons, funds into the coffers of ISIL and other extremist groups. And Turkey has been complicit in this. So when the U.S. and Turkey claim that they're panicking and trying to stop ISIL, it makes you wonder whether they're sincere.
And another piece of news that I found to be pretty surprising was Germany's foreign minister, Mr. Steinmeier, over in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudi Arabian foreign minister in talks with the German foreign minister came out and said that the problem in Syria is Iran, that Iran is occupying power there and it should be removed. That sounds pretty odd from somebody who's supporting terrorists inside Syria.
Right. Yeah, they're kind of turning everything upside down. They've created, I think, the name Islamic State for this group to try to discredit political Islam and the Islamic awakening. They have pretended that it's an enemy, but it's an enemy they created, and it's serving their interests. And so saying that Iran is the problem in Syria is quite interesting, given that they're sounding the alarms about Islamic State. They're training the Western people to hate Islamic State, to use Islamic State as the reason for stepped-up U.S. intervention. But then there's that question about whether Islamic State is just playing a role to provoke this kind of intervention, allowing the U.S. and its regional allies, or you could call them its regional puppets, to move in and try and overthrow the government of Syria. They don't like that government because it's too independent for them. And so this whole destabilization of Syria has been carried out under various pretexts and deceptions, and it seems like the deception is only continuing and escalating.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, from Madison.